Welcome to the Spotlight on Soundspace. I'm Zanag Zigian, your host and producer, each week on Sundays, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on kpbx.org. We're in the spot today with a prodigy, stellar singer-songwriter, award-winning, classically trained American musician and composer, Damoye Janet. Born in Dallas, Texas, and raised in Arlington, Texas, she's the alum of Booker T. Washington High School for the Performing and Visual Arts. This is the same school that Erykah Badu, Edie Brickell, Nora Jones, the likes of people like that, musicians, stellar musicians, have come out of. I think that Damoye's right on track to join them. She's a multi-instrumentalist playing piano, keyboard, synth, guitar, electric piano, clarinet, ukulele, dulcimer, the list goes on and on, percussion instruments. And she has a new album that's going to be coming out in the fall sometime, 2019. She's got a new single called Independent out, and we're going to talk to her about her process, her stellar year, and how excited she must be to have a full scholarship to Berklee School of Music this coming fall. Let's hear what she has to say right here on the spot, Soundspace.
One, two, three, four, five. Counting down, five, four, three, two, one.
You have such a busy schedule right now. I looked on your Facebook page and saw that you did this farewell concert on the 8th, and now you're probably getting all prepared for taking off for school.
Oh, yeah, I take off pretty soon, yeah. I'm actually starting a week before all of the students fly in. They have this special week for African-American students called the Berklee Summer Initiative, where all the African-American students get to meet before all the students get to fly in. So it's a week long, and then orientation for all the students start, and then the Berklee year starts.
Oh, wonderful. You are a producer. It goes on, Damoye. You are, to me, a prodigy. At the age that you are, a beautiful, stunning age of 19, you're ready to take off. You got a full scholarship to Berklee College of Music. I know that my listeners understand the quality of that school, and that many, many great musicians have come out of that school. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
One thing that I'd love to start out with is to ask you what that feels like for you, Damoye. What is it like to be ready to embark on such a journey?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me here. You know, I'm like really, really excited to head off to Berklee. You know, to me, Berklee is just this beautiful community where they cultivate diversity and encourage other students to step out of their comfort zones and build relationships. And not only that, but continue to hone their craft and develop who they are as music artists in the industry.
You have like over 16 years of musical theory and composition training. That blows my mind. And you've earned recognition all over, Damoye, for your work across multiple musical genres. It looks like you're going to be majoring in film scoring and minoring in music production and sound engineering. Is that
correct?
Right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. You know, well, and I understand what it is for someone to have to try to pick their major and their minor in their freshman year. It could be boundless. You could probably head into all kinds of directions, right?
Right. I mean, it's been a great journey for me so far.
Yeah.
I mean, I chose film scoring because it's something I want to learn more about. You know, I've scored a few indie projects that have been all great, but my dream is to score films of any kind, you know, dramas, documentaries, comedies, action. I mean, Maybe some horror, probably not horror. We'll see.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'd like to score an animated Disney movie, and I'm also a huge Marvel fan. Seriously, any animated feature film will do.
Instantly, my mind thought anime. I think because I just saw a documentary on anime on Netflix streaming, and, you know, what it brought to my attention was the fact that there are so many minute details involved in the storyboarding of those features. And I thought, my goodness, the music that would go along with this and the way that they do score music for animations, it's a whole other world, isn't it?
Oh, yes. The work that goes into putting music to film is phenomenal.
What do you like most about it in your experience thus far?
I would say I love how just music alone can help really emphasize and help express the true feeling behind just one scene. Mm-hmm. I mean, dialogue or no dialogue, the music always speaks for itself. Mm-hmm. It helps with the emotions. It helps with the mood. It'll help with the color and also go with the different sounds. The music itself, it really speaks.
Yeah. You know, I almost think that, and this is a really unusual thing for me maybe to say, because I may be absolutely wrong, but I'm not going at right or wrong here, but it seems that music actually has a wider expanse to the senses than visual does. What do you think about that?
I mean, it actually does. I mean, mm-hmm. from experience, you know, when you think, you know, when you're listening to like Motown or like that R&B, it makes you think, wow, I'm actually, you know, having fun with family. It puts you in I would say definitely like when Motown or R&B songs are used in a film, they're mainly used for like family reunions or like you're out with dinner. Yeah. It really, like the happiness of Motown helps correspond with the happiness of being together with family. Mm-hmm. Or if you're listening to somber acoustic, like in the wintertime, it'll help emphasize like the coziness in a blanket or like mm-hmm. sitting in front of the fireplace. Mm-hmm. I mean, music itself, it's really vivid too.
You have what they call a rare gift as a vocalist of absolute pitch. Demoye, I wanted to know, I mean, I do not think that everyone really stops to understand or really know what absolute pitch really means. What does absolute pitch mean to you as the singer being coined that?
Absolute pitch is the ability to find a note without having a reference. Compared to relative pitch, you would have to find like your pitch on a piano, mm-hmm. a synth, or any kind of instrument to help you start and sing. But for absolute pitch, you already know the tone and frequency that you need mm-hmm. without mm-hmm. a reference.
Mm-hmm. It was only after I read that it helped me to put two and two together after I had heard your music. Let's just give a little bit of a background here, Demoye, to our listeners. You independently released and co-executive produced a first album at the age of 13. It was called Thankful. What do you feel you learned the most from that first album at the age that you produced that album?
I did realize that I was really into pop at the time, but mm-hmm. also I did learn a little bit more about the behind the scenes work in the industry. Mm-hmm. You know, especially at a young age, I was absorbing everything that was around me. I was working with a really close producer friend of mine. His name is Sam Cross. Mm-hmm. And he had introduced me to the different DAW plugins that producers use to make demos or actually even make songs, like Logic, Pro Tools, Ableton. At the time, he was introducing me to, I believe it was FL Studio and also Logic.
Neat.
And he showed me like the different ways and the basic structure of making a demo before you present it to the studio. Mm-hmm. The demo has the basics, like all the instrumentation and lyrics and some of the backing vocals that you would like in your final track. And so we presented it to another good producer and sound engineer friend of mine. His name is Patrick McGuire. And we took it to his studio, and that's where we recorded piano, also percussion and guitar and anything else that I played on the record. record, and also we did vocals and backing vocals.
Oh,
and
wow.
Throughout all that process, you know, I gained a lot of confidence and courage to be an artist and producer, and I walked away with such a great feeling of believing in myself.
You know, it's beautiful. Confidence and courage. I would put those two adjectives to you, Demoyer. You definitely have confidence and courage. And I hope that that is what you carry with you as you head towards Berkeley. And of course, you seem very, very open-minded as well. With an open mind and an open heart, the creative process can take somebody really far. You have a single out, and it's called Independent. I would like to play that for audiences, but what I'd really like to do first is I would love to address just the album that you put out at 16 called From the Bottom of My Heart, because what I'd like to do here, Demoyer, is I'd like people to have something to compare the song that you just put out with something you put out about like 3 years ago, which is like a lifetime in our world anymore, you know. The song that I picked from your album that you actually you independently produced and released it. It's a 12-track album. It's at SoundCloud if people are so inclined to want to follow up and hear some more. But it's the album's From the Bottom of My Heart, and I'd love to play Tears of Blue off that album. I love the whole album, Demoyer.
Thank you.
I think it is a stunner. My understanding is you played most of the instruments on the album as well.
Yes. Yes, I did. And I've grown a lot since From the Bottom of My Heart then. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's a project that I'm very proud of.
You know what? I'm proud for you of that project. And I hope that it never, like, you know, goes away. I mean, it's a beauty. What influenced you to write it? What motivated you?
Tears of Blue. Oh, well, it was actually originally a story about two friends of mine who were in a really good relationship, but then they ended up breaking up. Mm-hmm. And so I consoled with each of them separately, and then I took that inspiration and wrote Tears of Blue.
Beautiful.
But then around the recording time, it ironically turned out to be about me.
That's a beautiful background. Well, it's a beautiful song. Let's play it for listeners now, okay?
Okay.
All right. Tears of Blue by Demoyer Janay, and it's off her past album, From the Bottom of My Heart. Here we go.
Times were true. Do you remember the times we were together? You filled my heart with joy and laughter, and love so strong, now broken in two.
As I always say in the spotlight here, Du Moyet, if people like what they hear in the spotlight, they need to go out and find the music so that they can support the artist. 2019 was an incredible year for you, Du Moyet, from the looks of things, from your bio. You not only performed some showcases, you were in New York, you've done a number of festivals. I'd like to shout out that you have two singles under your new label, Insane and Hold On.
Yes, you can find them on all streaming platforms, Apple Music, Google Play, Amazon Music, Spotify, which is my personal favorite.
Yeah.
And you can also find it on Tidal Music as well.
Great. And Du Moyet, when is your album due out? Are you kind of closer to it, or do you have an idea or feel of that?
Well, the album will be released sometime this fall, actually.
I can't wait. One of the things that I do want to do is to play your new song, Independent. I think independence ends up being of self, ends up being not only a real freedom piece, but it speaks to our authentic selves. And I wanted to find out from you, beyond what you say in the song, because the songwriting for this piece is very strong and powerful. I love the lyrics. Is there anything you would add?
For the song itself, Independent, it's a very empowering statement that tells other people, you can't tell me what I can and cannot do. Mm-hmm. I won't let you bring me down. I won't let you tear me apart. I won't let you change me, rearrange me, fake me, make me. Yeah. I am who I am, and I am proud of that. Mm-hmm. And so for Independent, I want to give advice to not only fellow female artists and producers and developing in the music industry, but to all of the youth and every generation, that you can do what you want. We can say what we want. Mm-hmm. We can be who we want, especially here in 2019. Like, we all have a voice and we all have an opinion, and we should all be able to share that, you know. Mm-hmm. And the song itself comes from a former low place for me as a creative, being bullied before. So mm-hmm. I want to be able to share my empowerment with others and to motivate others mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. have a voice.
Du Moyet, what were you bullied about? You don't have to say any specifics, but I think that a lot of people can relate to that, and that's why I'm bringing it up, you know?
Well, And when I was younger in intermediate, middle school, people just didn't really understand me, and mm-hmm. I had a hard time fitting in, mm-hmm. and I had to learn that I didn't need to fit in. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Good for you. I'm glad that you've come to this threshold, this place where you can allow very essence of who you are to just completely self-express. I feel that that is the motivation of your music. It goes up and up and up. I can't say how much when your songs start out, they climb, they build, they have a quality of that. And I think that that has a lot to do with your musical background and your expertise in composition and in understanding how a song moves, you know? And right. you've got that groove down. Congratulations on that. You remind me of, I don't like comparisons at all, but I will certainly drop the name Joan Armatrading. I think she's one of my favorite artists, and she has quite a range herself. In your discography thus far, I just see a lot of a confidence, the type of sensuality. I think that the sensual quality of your music is only going to get deeper and deeper and richer as you age and as you have more experiences in the industry. And I'm hoping that that's what's going to happen for you. What are your desires for like the next year? What are you hoping to get out of the next year coming?
I mean, oh my, I'm so very honored. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And back to what you were saying about how each of my songs has a climb. I mean, I believe absolutely music theory helps with song movement and dynamics. Mm-hmm. And as far as moving forward, I definitely still see myself singing and songwriting and working on my personal projects. Mm-hmm. Also producing my own projects, and while doing that, working with other artists, some that I aspire to work with, some that I just, you know, really, really want to work with. Mm-hmm. I look forward to meeting new people that I can connect with and collaborate with. Also, you know, going back to Berkeley, you know, different from high school in that everyone is a musician, mm-hmm. and, you know, we should all be focused on the next chapter after college. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. I definitely, you know, see myself working with other artists.
I think people will be busting your door down. I think you're going to have to learn how to say no, actually, in some ways.
It happens.
Right on. Yes, it does. And part of independence is actually being able to say no as much as being able to say yes, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, hey, let's hear this song. It's a great one. All right.
Awesome.
All right, here we go. We're going to play Independent. It's a new single release. It's from Demoye Genet's new album that's scheduled to drop sometime real soon. It's a hot potato, as they say. Here we go.
You say you adore me and I'm one of a kind, but I caught you slipping, looking from behind. Praise me for the highs, yeah, you're shady on the low. Dirty liar, I ain't playing with you anymore. You say you ain't talking, but I'm always on your tongue. You say you ain't playing, but you find it kind of fun. Don't be trying to fake it when I'm feeling sublime. Take your shade, leave me be in my own spotlight. I'm stronger than I've ever been. Never to be hurt again. To yourself, but don't you worry, 'cause I'm independent. Rain on my parade, stomp on my shoes. Don't you have anything better to do? Trying to cut you off, but you're begging for more. You can try and start a fight, but you'll lose my war. I'm stronger than I've been reborn.
Well, Demoye, that is a beautiful sample. I'm so glad that your label released it ahead of time so we could get a chance to listen to it. And we'll be looking out for your new album. What song would you like to hear at the end of this interview?
Feel by Jacob Collier featuring Leanne LaHavis.
Thank you so much for your time. Good luck with settling into school.
Thank you. And thanks again for having me and also for what you're doing to bring other artists on the show.
Oh, it's my honor to do it. Thank you so much, Demoye.
Thank you.
Okay. And that ends our spot for tonight. We're going to hear one of those two singles that were released in addition to the single Independent that's coming out on Demoye's new album. And the song is called Hold On. And right after that, we'll be playing Her Choice, Feel, on Soundspace.
You can call me selfish, yeah. You can call me fool, baby. Hold on to me. Don't let me go, just try. They keep telling me I'll be just fine. I'm better off without you in my sight. But I can't eat, no, I can't sleep. Without you, I just can't breathe. Everybody says I'm better off alone, or another guy will be knocking at my door. But you got me twisted in your I love yous. Now you wanna start anew. Can I stop you there before tomorrow comes? If today ends like this, it'll be the last of what was really dubbed as us. Just hold. So Da 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 da